Hello, and welcome to Talking CRM with Elena J. Weiner. Today, we're speaking with Robert Scobel, co-author of The Age of Context. How are you doing today, Robert?
Hey, really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's dive right in. In terms of some more practical applications, I remember hearing something about, like, I think it was called Tap and Go or something like that.
Yeah, Tap and Go is a system used by college kids. So they're starting out. They're starting out just like Facebook started out. You know, if you're at Santa Clara University, you use Tap and Go to pay for everything. So you buy your coffee, you buy your sandwich, you buy your laundry, you buy your laundry service, you buy your books on it. Everything you can, you use Tap and Go for. And it is stalking you. It's following you around and knows your patterns of how you got from your dorm room to the coffee shop. And after about a week or so, it asks, as you leave your dorm room, it says, hey, would you like your normal iced latte? Oh, yeah, sure. Click. And it sends the order into a machine that's in the coffee shop. And the machine spits out a receipt and blinks and beeps and gets everybody's attention. And then that order is made, and you just go in and pick it up. You don't hand the person a credit card or a cash anymore. It knows that you crossed the geofence into the store, and they know they're expecting to see you there. You know, Apple has already changed retail this way. You know, you can use the Apple Store app to buy a bunch of things, and you just go in and pick them up and leave. And, you know, they're watching for you. And if they have a problem, they'll stop you and ask you, hey, can you show us your phone? You know? But this is changing how our expectations in the world. Tap and Go is a great example. It's just one that very few people have seen because it's only for college kids and it's pretty new.
Do you think it's going to expand so that everyone can
use it? Yep. You know, people are getting used to Uber, for instance, to get taxi rides. So we're going to have that expectation that we can pull out our mobile phone and have our intent satisfied right there from a variety of different things. eBay Now, for instance, will deliver a power supply right to your phone in less than an hour. So if you forgot your Apple power supply or you lost it, you can just order a new one and have it delivered. Amazon and a group of others in some cities are delivering grocery stores right to your mobile phone, right? So I see this all the time in my studio in San Francisco. Co-workers order their groceries and have it delivered right to work. So we're going to expect this from a wide variety of services. And Tap and Go is just the ultimate that I've seen. You know, it takes you to the ultimate place.
Where do you think this technology is going to go in the year 2014?
Well, you know, we're seeing a whole bunch of new wearables coming along from Google Glass. I expect Apple's going to have a new iWatch. And we're getting low-energy Bluetooth radios in the world right now. There's only a few thousand, but that's growing very, very fast for a new technology. We're going to see new kinds of advertising, you know, that it is aimed at our context. You know, Google Now is a great example of this. It's really bringing me experiences that are coming at me. I just was in Paris, and on the way to Paris, it switched to show me my plane ticket, showed me the weather. It showed me photo spots I might want to go to. And it can go further and further, right? It knows where I'm staying because I give Google, you know, access to my email, so it knows my hotel reservation number and my hotel reservation place. So it can say, hey, you know, near your hotel is a really great steak restaurant, you know, and on and on. And we're already seeing some of this kind of advertising. You know, Kelley Blue Book is using ads, this kind of geo-targeting to put geofences around all the car dealerships. So it knows when you're at a car dealership and you start tweeting, it knows you're at a car dealership and it starts giving you different kinds of ads based on where you are.
And where do you see this technology going in 5 years? What are we going to be doing in 2019?
Well, in 2019, I assume we're going to be wearing a lot more wearable computers than we are today. I just put on Google Plus some new processors, a new computer that's really, really small, less than your fingernail, right? And we're going to have computers in our shirts and on our shoes and our buildings and our, you're going to walk across these computers. You're not even going to know you're walking on top of a computer, right? But it's going to study you. We're going to have 3D sensors in grocery stores. We already seen that at the Consumer Electronics Show almost a year ago now from a company called ShopRception. So they're doing all sorts of shopping analytics and stocking of you. There's companies like Shelfbox that are putting devices into stores. So if you're standing at the grocery, at the cookie aisle, for instance, you tap your phone onto a Shelfbox. There's a sign right there. And then it starts giving you deals and telling you about the products that you're looking at. And this is just the start. So 5 years from now, I expect a lot of these to be in place.
Great. Robert, it has been a real pleasure speaking with you today.
Hey, thank you very much.